in a very deep ditch, and we got a lot of hope that we're going to get out of it. It's an unusual combination, both because of the depth of the ditch that we're in, but it's also unusual because of the extent of the hope that we can change course. We have a president-elect coming in who has really, I think, touched a nerve in terms of the public, who that wants us to change direction, both economically here at home, to invest in jobs here at home, that understands the pain that we are going through now, not just in Michigan, although we're at the top of the list. We got a lot of company there now, but also in terms of our standing in the world. So the economy's got to come first, and the change, the winds of change are in the air.
We talk about the stimulus package that we are hearing about that is being looked at as trying to get the country back on its feet. High points, in your opinion, with it, and then maybe some issues as well.
Well, of course, for us in Michigan, we got the highest unemployment rate now in the country at 9.6. So anything that's going to produce jobs across the state are going to be something that we're favor. We have there's going to be a significant package there for what we call infrastructure, which means transportation money, roads money, water systems money. We would like to see something in there on the a new lock up at the Sioux. We don't know what's going to be in there precisely on that matter, but in the area of energy, we're going to be focusing in this stimulus package on prompt production of alternative energies, energy efficiency in our buildings. It's going to be a very comprehensive package.
Do you know if the president-elect's economic advisors that have been working with him to put this package together have taken any maybe closer looks at the lessons from Michigan, since Michigan sort of unfortunately was a leader on a lot of levels of some of these economic woes that are now facing many other states?
Well, we focused a lot on manufacturing, which impacts Michigan probably as much as any other state, and the losses of manufacturing. So what we're hoping for is some special emphasis in the areas of manufacturing, including the auto industry, which has already been given some support. But we're trying to make sure that the it's not just the immediate economic needs of the big three that are met to keep them going until the industry comes back, but also the investments in the technologies that are going to hopefully lead us to be the leader in building the future cars.
Well, when we talk about the big three, in your opinion, what do you feel they need to do to make sure this works as well?
Well, there's two pieces to this. One is the economic, is the immediate financial needs of the big three. We got about three quarters of that done before. They've already gotten three quarters of the committed money, roughly. But there's another $4 billion that General Motors in particular has been committed, but it's been committed to GM. But in order to get that money, we've got to approve this so-called second half of the what is called the TARP package, which means the package of funds to keep our financial institutions going. That money is included in that package. But in terms, and that's a different issue from the stimulus package. The so-called TARP money, which is going to protect our financial institutions and make sure that they are stable and keep in existence, which hopefully is going to get credit flowing. That vote will take place this week as to whether to give the Treasury the second half. This will be an Obama Treasury, though, that would get it, not the Bush Treasury. The first half has not been well spent, and nor has been there been any accountability for it, any transparency. People don't know how it's been spent, where it's been spent. It's been really mishandled badly by the Bush administration, and we're going to put in the second half before we vote on it, commitments that we're going to know where that money goes. There's going to be the money will be tracked. It'll be reported to the public. We're going to make sure that the executive salaries are not crazy the way they have been in this Wall Street world of ours. The auto industry executives took a pretty big hit on the salaries, and I think it was appropriate that we look into what that money is going to be used for, make sure that the money that goes to the auto industry is spent to assure their economic viability and that they have a plan. Well, nothing has been demanded of Wall Street, and we're going to correct that when we vote on the second half of this so-called TARP package.
With just a few moments left here, Senator, as you're going into the new Congress and whatnot, your thoughts on that?
Well, we got a bigger Democratic majority, and that means there's going to be a greater focus on getting the economy going, on the important role of government to stimulate this economy, to create jobs. We're going to do some things in the area of health care and education that could not have been possible without a more Democratic Congress and without President Obama, frankly. So even though we're in this deep ditch, there's a great level of hope and optimism here and in the country that we can do things differently and hopefully work on a bipartisan basis much more than we have in the past.